My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jeffrey and Company on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Blake Todmyers, of course, the SEC columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. His podcast is SEC Football. It is SEC Football Unfiltered. Download, like, subscribe. You know the drill on Twitter at BTopmeyer. All right, Blake, I'd say let's just get right into the games. Which one fascinates you more, Texas, Michigan, or Tennessee, NC State?
I think Texas, Michigan, because I think we learn on Saturday whether Michigan is a playoff contender or not. And I think we gain more information about whether Texas is among the elite or if it's, a really good team that's not among the elite. I mean, I think Michigan's defense, we know, is still going to be solid, but I just feel like they lack the punch at quarterback and wide receiver to kind of carry them throughout the season, really. I mean, we know how important those two positions are. Obviously, quarterback's always been important, but I think, you know, wide receivers are the new running backs in football, and I just don't think Michigan poses a huge threat at either of those spots, and it's kind of why I like Texas even on the road in this game.
I was mentioning it last segment. Isn't it fascinating how this feels exactly like the Alabama game, where one team we know has a great defense, but they're unsettled at quarterback, and then Texas is just coming in. Now, as Tim, my co-host, pointed out earlier, the difference was, you know, Texas was the underdog. They're coming in as the favorite, but I just feel like these games are just so similar.
Yeah, I think you're right, and you know, I know we talked all summer about why is everybody so high on Texas, and it's because they went into Alabama last year and got that win. And now I look at this one, even though Michigan's a little bit weakened, it would be another statement opportunity for Texas and for Quinn Ewers. And we've seen Quinn Ewers do it before in hostile environments. We saw him do it in Tuscaloosa, and I think that sort of builds the belief in Texas that they can do it again. I never know how much to make of week one results, yep. But I mean, Michigan, they've really kind of hammered home all the concerns we had about them in the preseason. They didn't really have their way with Fresno State. I thought their losses on the offensive line sort of showed up in that game. And we've got to remember, Michigan lost 13 guys to the NFL draft. And I know Texas had double-digit guys drafted too, but I feel like Texas did a little bit better job of reloading, particularly with transfers at wide receiver, where I just don't think Michigan has the same firepower on offense this year. I mean, when we talk about Michigan, we always talk about the defense. I think the defense is still going to be good, but that offense was good last year for them to win that national championship. It was a better offense than what Harbaugh had to that point.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that was actually, and again, maybe we'll find out Michigan was just playing possum last week. Like, they did that last year. But what scared me about them was they could not run the ball. And I just really find it hard to believe, like, Alex Orji is, like, all of a sudden, like, that they were hiding him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want, if that is the guy that you're going with, you don't want him to get his first big snaps in the Texas game. Like, I refuse to believe that. And Davis Warren was just not very good either.
I totally agree. They weren't saving him for week two. They thought Davis Warren was the best option coming out of the preseason. They went back and forth throughout the preseason. You know, and it seemed like there was a late switch toward the end of the preseason in Davis Warren's favor. But I think the fact of the matter is they got two average quarterbacks, probably at best, and Texas doesn't. They have two really good quarterbacks. And I think that the question for Texas is going to be, as the season unfolds and as we see little snippets of Arch Manning, and he does what he's going to do, which was go 5 of 6 in week one and mop up duty, like, there's going to continue to be a buzz around NFL is going to apply some pressure there too. But I mean, it's a great situation for Sark to be in. He's got two quarterbacks he can make the playoff with, and as I touched on briefly in a column this week, like, he's going to have to determine throughout the course of the season which of these two guys, Ewers and Manning, gives him the best chance to win a national title. Because, like I said, I think either of these guys is good enough for Texas to get the playoff. Does one more so than the other give him a better chance to win the title? Most coaches, I mean, when in doubt, they go with the veteran, the guy they've seen do it before. And so I think it would take a loss or two for Texas to make a change until Quinn Ewers is going to be safe.
We're talking with SEC columnist for the USA Today Sports Network, Blake Topmeyer. Follow him on Twitter on X at BTopmeyer. The other thing I was wondering, you were there in the building, because we'll get to Tennessee. We'll close with Tennessee. I found myself in the second half of that Georgia game wondering if everybody was playing for second.
No, I don't know. I think Clemson is lagging behind. I think there is a lot of truth to that. I think it was evident that Clemson needed to do what almost everybody does now and get a couple wide receivers in the transfer portal. You don't have to go hog wild with transfers. Everybody kind of acts like it's all or nothing. Like, oh, why does Dabo have to play the transfer game like Lane Kiffin? Well, he doesn't. But he needed to add something on the perimeter because Clemson went from having the best wide receiver room in the nation at one time during the Dabo days, during his little mini dynasty when they were the only program that could go toe-to-toe with Alabama. And Clemson was loaded at wide receivers in those years. And now, I mean, they didn't have anybody that scared me on the perimeter. And then Cade Klubnik is just, he's not the guy. And so, yeah, I think Georgia's on that short list of teams that we believe is, you know, a bona fide national championship contender. And I've thought, really, it's a two-program conversation coming into this season. And then there's a few other teams that, like, maybe as we see as the season unfolds, can kind of convince me that they're national championship contenders too. But if we're drawing the line, you know, just at real front runners, it's Georgia and Ohio State. So, you know, I almost feel like, you know, your question was, is everybody playing for second place? I think a better question might be, is everybody playing for third place? Because I would put Ohio State in that camp with Georgia, and we'll know more, you know, about Ohio State as things unfold there. But in terms of, like, top to bottom talent, I think Ohio State is a program that's assembled a comparable amount of talent to what Georgia has.
The only reason why I was saying second is Will Howard still looked like Will Howard to me, and I think Beck has been better.
Yep, and that's why if picking one or the two for national champion, that's why I've been picking Georgia. That's why I would have Georgia number one right now, even though at the other 21 spots on offense and defense, I think Ohio State's just as good as Georgia. But it's a quarterback's game still, and I do trust Carson Beck more than Will Howard, for sure. I mean, the beauty of Carson Beck is just down to down, he's a great quarterback, you know. And I don't know if he's going to win the Heisman this year, because I don't know if he's going to have those Heisman moments that voters love. Now, with Jaden Daniels last year, he just had far and away the best numbers. LSU put a great campaign behind him as far as marketing, and so he won it. But a lot of times, like, when in doubt, we kind of default back to, like, a big game or a big moment where a guy has a Heisman moment and he wins the award. Carson Beck just doesn't do a lot of those because he doesn't need to. He's just that guy on 3rd and 7 who's going to find someone in an open window for a 9-yard gain and move the chains. I thought in the first half he was kind of pedestrian by his standards. Really, Georgia in general was. But I kind of thought throughout the first half, like, is this Carson missing Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey? Well, I mean, that was very short-lived because then he came out of this after halftime throwing darts, spreading the ball around to a number of guys. I mean, Georgia's still loaded at wide receiver and tight end. Brock Bowers obviously was an exceptional talent, but they're not lacking for guys that can catch the ball. And I thought it was a stark contrast between Georgia and Clemson, because Georgia doesn't build its program with transfers either, but they do supplement it with some really good transfers. And it was notable to me that the two receivers who caught touchdown passes for Georgia in the second half, Colby Young and London Humphreys, both guys that are transfers, those are the types of players that Dabo's, you know, frankly, turning up his nose at and letting go to programs like Georgia and making an awesome program like Georgia even better while he kind of treads water.
Yeah, I kind of thought in the first half, it just felt like he was like, I'm not going to lose the game. He didn't put the ball really in jeopardy. And in the second half, they make the decision to go with the freshman running back, and they got the running game going, and then it was just, you know, then it was like, all right, let's go kill shot, kill shot, kill shot. But I'm always impressed at how steady he is. Like because that was kind of the knock on him, is that, hey, this guy, you know, when there's heat around him, he kind of freaks out, and he just seems so steady to me.
He was, and you mentioned the running back situation, and now they're going to add in Trevor Etienne.
Well, I know you were covering the game, but you missed it. Molly McGrath gave us an unbelievable report when it was not looking great. Not looking great in the first half. She's like, I spoke with Kirby Smart, and he said that Etienne is not necessarily suspended for the whole game. That was
needed.
As needed.
Throw him out there.
Yeah. He was dressed.
I saw Kirby wouldn't say whether he's playing this weekend either. He's really waiting until that SEC game to give any kind of reports on who's available and who's not. He's not going to have choice when the SEC games roll around. But, yeah, whenever it is that he joins the lineup, whether it be this week or in the future, he's going to add even more punch to that running back room. So, yeah, I mean, as far as odds-on favorites to win it all, I think it's Georgia. I think Ohio State's too. And I think there's maybe two or three teams that could probably get into that conversation. But, you know, I thought coming into the season that it's not a very long list of teams that could win it all, probably 4 or 5 teams. And after 1 week, I don't think I've changed my opinion on that. I've sort of doubled down on, you know, Georgia and Ohio State being the top two. And then you can expand the conversation out a little bit more from there.
All right, I told you over the summer, I talked myself into the Vols, and you and Cobb both were like, I don't know, slow your roll. Last week didn't help slow my roll.
No, I bet not.
I mean, Nico looked awesome.
He did. He did. And like, I know everybody will add, like, the caveat of...
So UT Chattanooga, I get it. Week 1, yeah, we, yeah. But he looked awesome.
But I go the other way, because I'm normally like that guy adding the caveat, but there are just... The skills are going to translate regardless of opponent. Like, he's got great arm strength. He's got a quick release. And one of the differences I noticed in just watching, you know, kind of an extended highlight reel of that game was how many passes he was putting on the money over the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Heupel and that staff last year, they were kind of afraid to have Joe Milton throw it over the middle. And so, you know, the offense was still okay last year, and they got some stuff done on the perimeter with Milton. And it was fine, but like it was just a reminder of how good that Heupel system can look when you have a quarterback who can also throw it over the middle, and you don't have to hold your breath every time he does it. That he's you know, going to bounce it off somebody's face mask. I mean, yeah, Nico's got all the tools, but the reason I was hesitant about Tennessee coming into the season hasn't changed. I thought Nico was going to be really good. What I didn't know about with Tennessee, and I still don't know about, is how bad is that secondary.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be bad. I just don't think we could really learn anything about that against an FCS opponent. So I think we'll get a better feel against NC State with Grayson McCall, but I think the real test is going to be week 4 in Norman, because, you know, we could add the caveat of, oh, well, it was just Temple, but Oklahoma looked awesome in week one as well. So I still think that's like the make or break game on Tennessee's schedule that will determine whether they're a playoff team or not. Is, you know, assuming they win this week, which is far from an automatic, but even if they beat NC State, I still think the critical game is week four at Oklahoma.
All right, where are you heading this weekend?
I'm going up to Michigan, so I'm in the Atlanta airport right now waiting for my connecting flight up to Detroit. Unfortunately, I'm not staying in Ann Arbor. Those hotels, even when I went to book them like a year out, were like $500 a night, so I'm in some random suburb north of Ann Arbor.
Detroit's my favorite airport in America.
I haven't spent a lot of time in it.
Wide terminals. I love it. Love Detroit's airport.
Okay. Well, right now I'm in a very busy Atlanta airport, so I'll get eyes on Detroit. It's been some time since I've, you know, a lot of my travels don't route me through there, so it's been a minute since I've been up at, what is that, DTW,
yep.
I believe?
Yeah, it's a little outside of town, but it was so spacious. They used to also have a nice little combo for me of Popeye's chicken and coffee bean tea and leaf, which has got this thing called an English breakfast tea latte. It's like, it was the ultimate fat kid move. Like, I would get both. It was awesome.
I'm a big tea guy as well, so that's good to hear that someone's out there in my corner on that English breakfast tea latte sound. Oh, yeah. Delicious.
I was hyping it up to my wife. She couldn't believe it was, and then she took like the first sip of it. She's like, okay, it is that good. Like, she thought I was overhyping. I was like, no, you don't understand. This is the greatest drink of all time.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for that. Maybe on the way back Sunday, my morning flight, maybe I can grab me one of those.
All right, buddy. Safe travels.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
That is Blake Topmeyer, SC columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. Want to remind you, program has been brought to you by our good friends over at Birdies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.